Hang in there with Mum Kay, like no one else.
Used me singing that national anthem, scoring those goals. You know, I have 15 years in my career in football. We need a gender equality. We need to be paid the same. I'm getting 400. I'm playing for a national team. I'm getting 3.5 for my game. Living in the shack, scoring those goals, being the top goal scorer in Africa. I'm living in the shack. No one cares. The only thing they want to see is me coming to that national team. Then at the end of the day, they abuse me because I don't even have a freedom. I'm being suppressed. This is me want to play football. Sometimes I have to sacrifice myself because I really want to play.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Hoshea Modise. Greetings and welcome to the show. Happy Women's Day.
Ngithanda ukubulisa Mama K. Happy Women's Day. Ngithanda ukubulisa abamameli ba True FM. Happy Women's Day kubamameli. Sibonge nokubotata ukubasupporti.
Nkosi kakhulu. Thank you. Siyabulela uvumile ukuba kunye nathi today ngale mini baluleke kangaka. What does this day mean to you? Mhlawumbi xa uyijongile, do you feel that it is worth celebrating in 2022?
Ukukutshela iqiniso Mama K, you know, women's month, the women's day, it needs to mean a lot from women. I think we need to celebrate it in a different way in other coming years, because if we still being suppressed as women, I'm not sure what are we celebrating, because those are the fights that we need to celebrate. When we start to move to those fights, then when we come to this month, we start calculating what are the things that we achieved as women, things that we have a voice of as women, gender equality, you know. Those are the things that when August when come, we need to celebrate those things. But where I am standing, we just celebrate Women's Month with no meaning. We still have women being abused, women being killed, you know, women are not safe. We really not feeling safe anymore. So I'm not sure why. What is it that we're celebrating? You know, Mama August.
This is why we invited you today, because you have been very vocal about inequality faced by women, especially in the male-dominated industries. And yet, you know, and it interests us is the fact that you are still doing the same job, and at times even better. How do you do it?
To tell you the honest truth, Mom K, I think I got to be brave, you know. The more I grow up, the more I grow up to see what was happening in women's sports, in football. I believed and I've learned to the class that I played with and the suppression that I saw in those players, and I felt I can't be going the same, you know, what my senior players are going through. Because if we're not gonna have a voice, if we're gonna be scared until who's gonna break this chain, you know. We have Makawe today, abantu bafana nabo Mamuine Mandela. You know, that we celebrate today because they stand for something, they mean something, you know. They've been fighting for a freedom for women, you know, a equality for women, a voice. You know, kids, they need to be taken care of. You know, we need to feel safe. You know, a good environment space needed to be created, you know, for women. But we still stuck. And I felt, sorry, I need to be strong for the other coming generation that will come after me. I have young nephews that they grow up after me. They're still going to be scared. They're still going to grow up feeling suppressed after us. What are we doing? What is it that we want to leave, Tina, when we pass on? Which legacy we want to leave with these kids? They could say thank you, you know, living freely after us. But it will be not as justice if after us we're still living the same suppression for those kids.
Yes. If Hoshea, we are to see change, or we are to see change for women, who must initiate this change? Ingaba, it's us, women, the government, our male counterparts, because kukolendo ethandu teto, that we do not support women, women's sports enough, hence we don't see women in, you know, women being paid the same, stadiums do not fill up, and women's sports, people would say maybe it does not attract much sponsors because of that the fact that abantu abayi nase stadium ufumane ukuba akufani when it is the males abadlalayo and yet xa izi females akufani stadium sethu asifani ingaba ngubani lo muntu okufuneka enze utshintsho who must initiate it because
you know, Mom K, when I look at this is my thinking. When I look at it, when Mom K, it comes a long way. It comes from the apartheid system where our mothers, they were suppressed from a long time ago. You know, mothers, they were expected to be the housewives, you know, making babies, cooking in the kitchen, cleaning the houses. They were never so good now, but they have a tool that you could really put an input to grow the country. They were never given an opportunity or a space or a platform, you know, Nabo, to explore and do whatever that they want as women. Women, they were taught that they need men in their lives. You know, they wouldn't be able to live without men. Now things have changed because the universe is changing. The women that are being born today, they're coming with a different strategy. They want to own their life. They want to own their rights. And now it's so difficult, you know, because even our leaders, you know, they're still coming from that struggle of apartheid. And they're still leading us with that, not wanting to change and accept. You know, with their young kids now knocking on the door, wanting to, you know, to move with the universe and with the generation that grows up today, it needs young blood, it needs young understanding, it needs new understanding, according to me. And that's we'll never grow as women if we still lead by men that they don't see a value in us.
That's it.
And those are the men that they still lead in us. So I don't see anytime soon there will be that change. But I think it comes also, even the president needs to push it to say, enough for our women. Mm-hmm. You know, now it needs to have a meaning why we need to celebrate the 9th of August. Now it needs to tick the calendar and say, as the president, I achieve 1, 2, 3 women. They stop being suppressed about 1, 2, 3. Now we're moving forward.
Yes.
But we're still standing in one place. But I don't think we even close to change. We're still gonna fight for that.
Oh my goodness, we still need to fight for that because it is so clear that we need, as women, we need to fight for our space. Recently, Sibonile Ibanyana Banyana, it has given us a heroic 2-1 victory over Morocco in the final of 2022 Women's Cup, Women's Africa Cup of Nations tournament. Do you feel that things have changed for these women in 2022 since you have retired, Wena, in 2015?
To tell you the honest truth, Mom K, I like to look at women's football as a package. We are a combo. We're not coming one package.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you're watching Bafana Bafana, there is a PSL that feeds Bafana Bafana, that creates Bafana Bafana. Because those players, they come from the club that present OPSL. So now we have clubs that we come from, that we present, that they select us from those clubs to present the national team, right? Mm. So yes, Banyana Banyana did well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a journey. We started, you know, this journey. There was a class before me started this journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we laid the foundation, and these kids, they it's been the journey. They've been 5 times in the final in the Africa Cup of Nations. This was the 6th time. I think we needed to take it because this has been our prayers. Each and every generation that prayed for Banyana Banyana until this generation, that has been our prayers to say one day, if we can win the Africa Cup of Nations, win something as Banyana, probably we can go back home and our people at home, they will look at us differently, you know, not as women, but as athletes that are really uplifting the flag and making the country proud. And they will be celebrated the way we deserve. Not looking at us as women, because we wanted to erase that, because at first we saw good, even the treatment, you know, it's against us. We're fighting this fight. At the same time, we're bringing the results, you know, in the country. But people, they really don't know our fights behind the scenes. Oh. You know, sometimes it also plays in our minds, you know, in a way which you're being challenged physically, emotionally, and at the same time, you'll be standing there singing the national anthem with pride, you know, making sure that you want to make the country proud, so that these people, they can look at us differently. They could start to support women's football.
Yes, please.
You know, so now we have clubs that are supporting Banyana Banyana, feeding Banyana Banyana with players that they will present the whole nation. But those structures have been not being taken care of.
Right.
You know, we don't have money to maintain those clubs that they will be feeding Banyana Banyana. You know, yes, Banyana Banyana won.
Yes.
It's been how many days? It's been how many years of our struggle? So it's not going to change today, because Banyana Banyana, they are a queens. Even them having that gold medal today, they're still waiting for the payments. They're still staying in comfortable places. Some of them, they don't have cars. They're still using transport, because they're still waiting to get those bonuses so they could buy themselves whatever that it will improve their lives today. So I am asking those who are left in the club level, not getting paid, not having anything to invest in this game, what about them? Because they're helping us to make sure which we feed Banyana Banyana.
Oh, my goodness. I am so glad that namhlanje ngaleminya namhlanje we are talking about this and we are having conversation. Umthandazo wami ngokubana ngasike ifike kwindlebe ezizawumamela senze. Xa uthatha ngejourney yakho and how you got to play soccer, une phrase uthando ibiza ethi I think it was a calling.
Yes.
It was a gift. Please unpack that for us.
I think, Mom K, you know, when you are born with it, you are born with it. When you are born to be a leader, you are born to be a leader.
Wow.
It will take you time, and it will take also you as a person to recognize your gift. You know, I think I recognize that when I was young, you know, starting to play for Abasitsana, Banyana Banyana, being the captain as young I was, I started to realize that I was born to be a leader, because I was not afraid of anything. As much as whatever circumstances we were going through, I was always standing firm and standing up front to say, if I have to lose my career just because I'm fighting for our rights as women, let it be. You know, because we're doing the very same thing that Bafana Bafana is doing. We're even doing it better, you know, respecting our country, playing with the passion, you know, presenting the country with the pride, singing that national anthem, understanding that we're not really presenting ourselves. We are working here, we're presenting the country, we are as soldiers, but in a different way.
All right. Oh, wow. Wow. Many people, Portia, feel they are in their calling. And yet, uzofumanisa abanye bathi, I am not breaking through. Ngokube kule ndawo, kwindawo yakhe yobizo, because ndiyayithanda le nto ugqibo uyithetha, ukuba basalinde nolinda mhlawumbi imali zabo kwa aba. Kodwa uzofumanisa into yokubana umntu khona kwi-calling yakhe kubizo lwakhe, but ufeels uba ustuck. Ngokwe kwi-calling yakhe, things are not moving, akwenzeki into, feels just stagnant. Did you ever feel like that in your calling, stuck, isn't azenzeki, awifumani breakthrough, and why?
Yes, you know, the sad part, I felt it while people thought I was breaking through. Because in the space that I was in, I was in a successful space where I was breaking record. You know, doing well for Banyana Banyana, playing overseas, and people think Portia is breaking through now. The life will change. Not understanding which I'm breaking through with the passion. My life hasn't changed. It's still in one place. I'm breaking chains with suppression that I have. I'm breaking chains with poverty that I have. While as people think, when they see us on TV, they think, ah, Oposha now is driving this car, Oposha is staying in this mansion. Even me, while you see me on TV, I'm playing for that. Good, one day someone will see that I deserve better. Mm. I deserve to be treated better. Mm. Not see me as a woman. See me as an athlete.
Yes, please.
So I once felt that moment where, and I'll tell you, they are still feeling it. Those who are still playing today, Oguchi, you see Oguchi you're breaking through, but with your life, you're not breaking through. It's still standing in one place. There is no way we'll break through in women's football where there is no money.
If Ubuyazi lendu yasi yongoku about women's soccer, would you have still pursued this career?
Yo, Mom K, if I could be honest with you, you know, there's times where, you know, standing true to myself, being true to myself, you know, being loyal to myself, speaking the truth, speaking my experience, speaking my journey. You know, I didn't know but at some point it will punish me in a way.
Oh, man.
Somewhere, somehow I will lose my career. People, they wouldn't like me because I'm voicing out just because I'm saying we're not being treated fairly. I'm not getting paid the way I deserve. I need to have a living out of what I'm doing. I can't go and work 5 jobs then at the same time and present my national team. That is not on. While I was busy fighting those fights, I felt good. I'm in the wrong place. I felt good. If I knew this long time, I don't want to be Oposha Modise. Can I be a lawyer somewhere? Can I be a policeman arresting, saving the country? You know, than being this person that has got a gift that is not respected in this country. In this country, when you have a gift, you're useless.
Oh, no. Ooh. That's so painful. I felt that. If Kukumdom Changogo, who is listening to you and they want to pursue the career, would you say they must go for it?
Mom K, I don't like to say what I'm saying because I love football. I'm passionate about football so much. I would want to see every daughter, every son out there, you know, to be involved to any sport because sport could change your life. Sports could also destroy your life. That's the sad part that people, they don't say. Because when you're strong, when you stand firm and believe with what we going to believe in Laguyo and you voice out about it, there's people who will take your career. So I don't like to push women's football forward when I speak to kids. You know, I like to say go to school because I don't want you to sit like me one day and start complaining. You know, while it's something that you are not supposed to complain because you have worked, you have achieved things that other people they would never achieve.
Yes.
You know, you invested towards your achievement, but there's people out there think it's easy to achieve what I've achieved.
Yes.
So I want these kids to go to school. Maybe one day women's football will be better. Women's football will be taken seriously to be professional so that you don't have to go work 3 jobs before you play what you love. You can play what you love and get a living of what you love. So I will say to them, for now, please, they must invest in school. You know, we have a lot of soccer players today. We see them on TV telling their stories. I just want to say to them, try to be better. Try to be better athletes. Choose better. Learn from us. You know, as much as we as Nazi, when we started to, when we wanted to play football, wanted to be on TV, I didn't know to be on TV, which it will give me depression. I didn't know to be on TV, which it will abuse me. I didn't know which to be on TV, my community to look at me differently.
Oh,
I will never
goodness.
Be the same anymore. And this is me, I want to be the same. But my career, it taught other people which I am different. And I can't change that. Now I need to have a standard to live towards these people. And I don't want to have a standard. I want to be me because I took this as a job. I'm not different than any other people.
Wow. Ooh. Listen, Oposha, I love you. I love you. You are genuine. You are bold. You are real. I am sure any young person who is listening to you right now, They want to touch and feel you and just give you a hug and just tell you that please continue to stand so that we can stand and continue to stand on your shoulders, because you have run the race and you continue to do so with perseverance. Our colors, no colors. The book now, you are a published author. From Portia Modise with love. You launched your book this year and you are now once again, Manditho, ndithi congratulations, sisi. Please share with us, Portia, ukuba ithini incwadi yakho, ingantoni nje, your overall message and the transition ngoku from soccer to author. How is it?
You know, Mom K, to write a book, to become an author, I didn't really plan. It's something that was always with me, Hore. You know, out of my experiences, you know, in football, you know, I can write a book. You know, it was not even about me being wanting to be an author, but it was about me wanting to share my journey, you know, to the young boys and girls, to the young players that they want to be like us one day. They want to be, we are role models. We inspire them. But at the same time, I felt to Gucci, you know, sometimes I grew up having role models, people that I saw them from distance.
Mm-hmm.
I never even got an opportunity, you know, to ask them things, to know much about them, so that Namia, I can learn from that, from my role models, and mm-hmm. choose what I choose that will make me better, you know, moving forward. And I felt good. See, I needed to share my journey. I inspire a lot of kids, and it will be so silly of me not really sharing the true, mm-hmm. the true story of sometimes of our journey, you know, of our career, things that they happen, you know, to the career that we follow. You know, I felt good. I needed to share, you know, our difficulties, our experiences, our suppression, our depression, you know, our unfairly payments, you know, in Banyana, our suppressing, our LGBV, you know, community,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a lot of us coming from that community playing mm-hmm. for a national team, and we can't even come out and be ourselves. We needed to hide ourselves most of the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, to pretend to be people that we not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes being on TV trying to present someone that you're not that person in a normal day. So I felt good. I want to break those chains. If we've been given the rights today as gay people to get married in this country, to have a voice, to be celebrated, you know, in a police of human rights, so why I can't share my story? Why I can't release, you know, those who coming after me,
mm-hmm.
you know, to enjoy, you know, their career without being judged, the people that they are. You know, I want people to start looking at us as athletes, not what I do after my career. Because
mm-hmm.
what I do after my career, we all a lot of us as people who have careers, but there's things that we do that makes us happy, you know, after that thing that balance us to always be good in our careers.
Yes.
So if I can live my life the way I want to live my life, then people, they start to put expectations of my life, but Bona, they could live their life freely. I think that is so unfair. That is suppressing your inner self. That is GPV your inner self.
Yeah.
So I felt good. I need to write a book. I need to share my story. So mm-hmm. these kids, they could learn from my book. And people, I knew, Mam K, good one day, Banyana will do wonders.
Yeah.
You know, I've been a voice. I've been speaking, but there are those who always say, oh, Portia, you're complaining, you're satisfied.
Oh,
you know, to tell the honest truth, it was never even about me, because even today I speak like this. Women's football didn't do nothing for me. Even today it won't do nothing for me. But I don't want the kids that are coming after me, even the current players that are playing today, they look back, they can't even point one thing that they build out of their legs.
Mm-hmm.
That will be so wrong. I played with the generation that may not lay the foundation for me to be Portia Modise today.
Yes.
But when I look at them today, I feel embarrassed, because these are the people that they were supposed to be taking care of. you know, taking care of our legend. Because even the current players who are playing today, they're still going to be legend. What are we going to do for them? Are we still going to take care of them the way we take care of the class that laid the foundation to us?
Oh, my goodness.
So for me, it's about that, Guti. It's not even about playing now. Because if you think you're not going to stop, there was a time I thought I will never stop. Mm-hmm. The way I was so passionate about the game.
Oh,
but there's life after the game.
Yes.
And that is the difficult life after the game. Because if you're not going to stand tall today and scream your name, people don't forget your name.
Yo, Poshia. Before I let you go, you mentioned before, some other time, that at some point in your career, you guys were not allowed to pray in the camp. And that broke your spirit. What does prayer mean to you? What is it about prayer that lifts you up or that lifts your spirit up?
I think we come from the backgrounds where we're taught, we're raised by grandmothers,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they will teach us, which it's very important to keep things. You know, because kunomuntu os letem hlabeni kunomuntu, you know, osikhuselayo each and every day, you know, to lead our life. Kunomuntu sipha ama blessings, you know, to what we dream of, to what we ask, you know, each and every day. You know, it doesn't come anywhere. You know, there's this person that we normally talk to. It's asimaza sikaza sambona. It's just the spirit that we were taught by our grandmothers, our cultures, to say you don't lose this culture. Every time when you receive, you need to thank someone. Because if you're not thankful enough to umdali, so for me, I carry that because it's something that I feel strong. Without umdali, without our ancestors, whatever that we achieve, whatever that we have today, without us dreaming and asking them, praying, it was not going to happen. Because they are the ones for seeing Pilose to be 14 as figure lab. So that is why I'm in a game we're important. It's a culture as black people. It's our culture. You know, I don't think there's a black child that was raised go Gubobanga Tandas. Then it's those who adopted the wild culture today because they're making money. But those teen culture school and I lay the main and I'm a privileges. Our privileges was I came then Lum Tandas.
Wow. Poshia, thank you. Thank you, Kanye Glendao. Ayikwinto edlula umthandazo. And I believe ufike Glendao ufike kuyo because of the prayers of our grandmothers, the prayers of people who are around us, and the prayers that you have adopted, la prayer life, na wite wa adopter. Thank you so much. May God extend your territory. May God give you breakthroughs. You know, akwenzela uThixo beyond your imagination. Thank you for this time.
Okay, ngithanda ukubonga ku 3FM, ngithanda ukubonga wena, you know, for remembering me in 9 years ago, August, celebrating,
oh,
you know, all the marvelous women that they did wonders in our country. Siyababona, siyaba appreciate. It's so unfortunate, Luguti. It doesn't have to be only August. It needs to be every day we celebrate women. Because
yes, ma'am.
Ikhayeling enambokoto almangakahle.
Yes, ma'am. That's,
you know, ikhayeling enambokoto almangakahle. So I just want to say, you know, to men out there, you know, they need to start to change the way they think for women. They need to start to respect women. GBV needs to stop. Even in our leaders, they need to start to open doors. You know, for women to be leaders. Because if we want to see a better country, they need to change their mindset.
Wow.
They need to leave the suppressing mindset. Let's have a mind that is saying we want to change. Because the generation that is coming today is not going to surrender. You know, it's no king for opportunities. It's no king to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so unfortunate. If no one wants to hear them, we're still going to have this crisis that we're having in our country today.
Wow.
So I'm just saying to our parents out there, you know, to be better parents, we need to change with the universe. Listen to your kids, because end of the day, your kids are getting suppressed because you guys, you want us good sinsabi. Those days are gone. Let's have conversation with our kids so we can have a better generation ahead of us.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
And Mamke, my book, Mamke, my book. People need to buy my book, Mamke.
Please.
You know, people need to buy my book. The app store, they need to download it. A digital book.
Right.
I would really advise people to download and buy my book because it will tell them so much, you know, about women's football. And when they read that, it's about time which we need to stand together and fight for those ladies, which life that we need to change.
Wow. Back for my name, Facebook.
Facebook, Portia Modise 12, Instagram, Portia Modise 12, Twitter, Portia Modise 12, Pasha Pasha.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Do you mind? Do you mind if I pray before you leave? Do you mind
I
pray?
I don't mind.
Just for 2 minutes. Okay. Thank you so much. Bawo onamandla onke yise yenkosi yethu enguYesu Kristu. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Enkosi bawo. Enkosi. Wamgcina. Kosi uPortia wamgcina phansi kwazwi circumstances nemeko ayewahamba kuso wamnika amandla kuma Thixo namandla onke kuze namhlanje sive this great testimony. Yes, maybe akakafiki kule ndawo anqwenela uba kuyo kodwa today she is an inspiration. Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray a blessing upon her life. We pray a blessing upon every woman who's going through something, oh God Almighty, in their corners, in their homes, wherever they are. Maybe abanyango sisbabona, chikawe tukwindawes banya banya, and we think all is well, and yet nothing is well. Mighty God, we pray, remember every woman this day. Remember every woman who's trying, oh God, to have ends meet. Remember every woman who's trying to get a job. Remember every woman, mighty God, who is in a destiny and in a dream, but yet they feel stagnant and stuck. May you grant us a breakthrough, Jehovah. My God, we pray. Oh, glory. We pray, Jehovah, that you remember the people of the likes of Portia Modise, a people who are standing, oh God, and advocating for women and women equality, for women even in GBV, those who are standing and are speaking. Oh God, remember every woman tonight. Remember those, oh God, abazawu yekhaya, bayolala bengadlanga, khumbula abanabantwana, abavisa kabuhlungu, khumbula Nkosi umntu ongumama, khumbula Nkosi, khumbula omama bangene kwimbandezelo nabajongene nembandezelo, khumbula. Ngale mini yanamhlanje siyathandaza sikholwa, sisazi uba every woman who's going through something today and going through Thixo wethu troubles and tribulations in their own corners today, oh God, you will be with them and grant them a breakthrough. We have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, sis.
I receive, Mom K.
Blessings, bless you. Thank you so much.